All right, let's go to North Carolina now, where people are relieved that Hurricane Michael has not hit them as hard as they feared. They're still recovering from Hurricane Florence, which pummeled the state nearly a month ago. Florence displaced thousands from their homes, and many are still dependent on the charity of relief groups to get by. As NPR's Tom Gelton reports, some volunteers came all the way from Puerto Rico to help out.
Lumberton is one of the cities in North Carolina hardest hit by Hurricane Florence. It's also one of the poorest, and many people here still need help feeding their families. The parking lot behind the East Lumberton Baptist Church is now occupied by a huge trailer, a mobile kitchen capable of cooking 1,500 hot meals. This day, anyone who comes by gets a meal packaged to go. The kitchen comes from Operation Blessing, a Christian relief organization from Virginia.
This trailer has been down to Beaumont, Texas. It's been to Florida a few times. It's been to New Jersey. It's been to New York.
Quinton Boykins is coordinating the effort.
Our mission is to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We want to be able to help as many people as possible and be able to just show our love and our care for the community everywhere that we go.
But this effort has a twist. The Lumberton city manager, knowing his population's needs, reached out to the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, Carmen Yulín Cruz, asking whether she could send some people to assist the Operation Blessing crew. Puerto Ricans were hit last year at this time by Hurricane Maria. Mayor Cruz asked for volunteers, and there is a five-person crew from San Juan here today serving food. Jesus Flores, who works for Mayor Cruz, led the group to Lumberton.
The only right thing to do was to say yes.
Did you have to recruit them?
No. When we said we need volunteers, they step in. And we've been here since the 2nd, and we plan to stay till the 17th, and if we're needed, we will make the arrangements to be back.
Estelle Diaz says Mayor Cruz reminded us that people from the U.S. mainland had come to Puerto Rico after the hurricane to help. We want to return that help, Diaz says, with much love. David Adams is the cook here today.
Let's see, we made fajitas, chicken fajitas with white rice, and of course a fruit cup for dessert. The Puerto Rican team helps me with arranging all the menus and everything, and they do a lot of the cooking.
People here in Lumberton have been nervous all this week, worried that Hurricane Michael would come their way. The county government opened an emergency management center. Stores and government offices are closed today. People were encouraged to stay home. As it turned out, there wasn't much of a storm here today, which is good because this city is still far from normal. Jesus Flores says his delegation of Puerto Rican volunteers knows well how long hurricane recovery can take.
We're sympathetic with the people of Florida getting hit by Hurricane Michael. And if they need us there, we will do whatever is possible to go there. We know what it's like.
The Puerto Rican side of this relief effort goes by the name Pay It Forward. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Lumberton, North Carolina.